Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it?
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and today's date is April the 7th in the year of 2021. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, as we are embarking on our episode 198. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, over the last 4.5 years, we've all been able to bring you almost 200 editions of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know the slogan for the show. If it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as a blueprint for economic self-reliance for renewable solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned installation, design, and workforce development training companies to address the high effects of higher energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and unemployment of young Black men and women locally and nationally. Also, to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black talk radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This show is also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. Also, don't forget to log on to our newly launched website for the National Association of Blacks in Solar. That's Blacks, BLACKSINSOLAR.org. That's blacksinsolar.org. And also, you know, Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com, which we are broadcasting over the World Wide Web, over Blog Talk Radio. We're streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link, and you can also hear us on iTunes. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are very pleased to be back in the studio bringing you another edition of this show, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us out on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, the call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because you'll be in our green room and we want to bring you right on into our living room so we can have a conversation about what it is that we will be discussing today. Now, I took some time, as I always do, to do a little research on what is going on, and we know that the Biden administration is pushing for electric cars, $174 billion over 10 years, and with a bit of luck. Now, this is the link that you will be able to find on our news and events tab at positivechangepc.com. You'll be able to click on our news and events tab, and you'll be able to go directly to that specific article on at positivechangepc.com. Please click on our news and events tab, and you can scroll right down, and it won't be far before you'll see Biden's push for electric cars, $174 billion, 10 years, and a bit of luck. This article was written by the author. I'm not going to change their parents' name, but the spelling of the name is N-I-R-A-J, last name C-H-O-K-S-H-I. The first name of the author is N-I-R-A-J, and the last name is C-H-O-K-S-H-I. I'm not going to struggle with it this morning, ladies and gentlemen. This was an article that was published on March 21st in the New York Times. The president is hoping to make electric vehicles more affordable, to turn a niche product into one with mass appeal. The Tesla dealership in New York, while very popular, their prominence in the rising electric vehicle makes only 2% of the new car market. President Biden is a muscle car guy. One of his most prized possessions is his 1967 Corvette from his father, but he's trying to make this an electric vehicle world. With $2 trillion in infrastructure plan that he unveiled on Wednesday, his aim is in tackling climate change in part by spending up to $174 billion to encourage Americans to switch to cars and trucks that run on electricity, not gasoline or diesel. This is a large investment that might not be enough to push most Americans toward EVs. Despite the rapid growth in the recent years, electric vehicles remain a niche product, making up just 2% of the new car market and 1% of all cars. Sport utility vehicles, vans, and pickup trucks on the road, they have been slow to take off in large part because they can cost as much as $10,000 more than a similar conventional car truck. Charging these is also more difficult and slower than simply refueling a tank at far more prevalent gas stations. Mr. Biden hopes to address many of these challenges through federal aims to lower the cost of electric vehicles by offering individual businesses and government tax credits, rebates, and other incentives to address the chicken and the egg problem and getting people to try new technology before it is widely accepted. He hopes to build a 500,000 chargers by year 20, electric vehicle chargers by year 2030, so people will feel confident that they won't be stranded when they run out of juice. and he is offering help for automobile makers to get them to build electric vehicles and batteries in the United States. Now, we're going to allow our listening audience to sort of soak in on that, and then we're going to look in on some of the areas in more detail on the Biden bill. For $2 trillion, he plans to rebuild the infrastructure and reshape the economy. This particular article also is written in the New York Times, and the author of this particular article is Jim Taraskeli, who wrote this article, which was published on yesterday, updated on yesterday. The president began by selling his proposal on Wednesday, saying it will fix 20,000 miles of roads and 10,000 bridges while also addressing climate change and racial inequalities and raising corporate taxes. Now, if you are not buried under a rock, you know that you can hear Mitch McConnell and his boys, the good old boy crew, the good old boy crew who January 6th watched insurrectionists go to Capitol Hill and threaten to lynch the vice president, who couldn't have kissed where the sun don't shine on COVID-45 any harder for 4 years. Man, because the vice president wouldn't stop the certification of Biden's presidency on January 6th. While the good old boys stormed the Capitol and killed Capitol Hill police officers, crushed them to death, beat them to death. And then Biden has to come into office and try to play the statesman. We got to reach out on the other side and ask brethren, well, they must be his Republican brethren, for black folks and working class folks who not one voted for the bailout bill with the $1,400 checks that are hitting people's bank accounts. See, it behooves me to understand how 74 million people can be as ignorant that they would be willing to vote against their own interests. The corona pandemic, which we are supposed to be right now starting to come out of, there was what? A bill that had to be passed. Not one Republican voted for this bailout bill to put money back in the states, into the cities, where they could set up the infrastructure for vaccinating people to try to come out of this madness. Now, all of a sudden, when Biden talks about raising taxes on the rich after Connell and his boys, the good old boys club just gave $3 trillion in tax credits to the rich. The minute Biden starts talking about raising taxes on people who make over $400,000 a year, oh, it's a problem. we can't do this. Well, guess what? Y'all do whatever you want to do. Now, if you can hear me out there, you can join me by dialing 646-668-2948. Once again, that number is 646-668-2948. So we're going to continue, as we say, to beat the drum here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. But you can join us anytime you'd like to by dialing once again 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the calling number, because you'll be in our green room and we want to bring you in to the living room and set you down on the couch so we can have this conversation, okay? Now, 1 on the phone pad after dialing the calling number. Once again, 646-668-2948. Please press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the calling number. Now, as we get back to we're going to take a slight pause for the calls here on Solar Now in the Future with his economic.
Someone singing, I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know I'm your host, Ronald Buffet, and you know you can join us by dialing 646-668-2948. Once again, you can join us by dialing 646-668-2948. Now, let's get back to looking at President Biden's on Wednesday near Pittsburgh, where he outlined his infrastructure plan. It included an increase in corporate taxes and plans to address longstanding social and economic problems. Washington, D.C. President Biden introduced a $2 trillion plan on Wednesday to overhaul and upgrade the nation's infrastructure, calling for a transformative effort that could create the most resilient, innovative economy in the world. It is not a plan that tinkers around the edges, Biden said in a speech outside of Pittsburgh. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America. The White House officials said the proposal combination of spending and tax credits would translate into 20,000 miles of rebuilt roads, repair 10 of the most economically important bridges in the country, and eliminate the lead pipes from the nation's water supply, and a long list of other projects intended to create millions of jobs in the short run and strengthen American competitiveness in the long run. They said the plan would also accelerate a fight against climate change by hastening and the shift to new clean energy resources and would help promote racial equity and in the economy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's where I want to put a pin in this. I hear and I'm reading what has been written. I have looked at many policy recommendations to members of Congress that have been put forth by interest groups that want to get their hands on monies that are targeted for low and moderate income communities and so-called communities of color. The problem I have with the definitions of communities in color and low and moderate income is it doesn't specifically spell out a damn thing for the African American community who, without our votes in my home state of South Carolina, Biden's administration would never have come to reality. He would have never won the runoff and been the nominee for the Democrat Party. When I look at many of the policy recommendations that's been put forth through organizations such as Neighborhoods United, the Institute for Self-Reliance, Energy for Self-Reliance, the Energy Institute here in Washington, D.C., that have put forth a campaign to put it to install solar systems on 30 million low and moderate income residents across America in the specific campaign that they have launched does not spell out what's in it for the African American community. Nowhere have I seen any organization other than the National Association of Blacks in Solar, which has put forth a green economic development plan for Blacks in Solar for the African American community. And you can get more information once again by logging on to Blacks in Solar, BLACKSINSOOLAR. That's blacksinsolar.org. You can scroll down and you'll be able to click on the link calling for a green economic development plan for Black America. This is a press release that was put out by the National Association of Blacks in Solar. The National Association of Blacks in Solar is soliciting your company's input regarding market conditions in your market segment and is also requesting that members of the Congressional Black Caucus host an executive congressional hearings on the Green Economic Development Plan for Black America developed by the NABS. The hearing will include members of the CBC who serve on oversight committees that play key roles in climate change and renewable energy. Quarter of the new year, 2021, the NABS will be developing a national solar-based development plan to combat climate change for Black America communities nationally. The purpose is calling for a green economic development plan for Black America is as follows: to establish a process for evaluating social, political, economic, environmental priorities in the development of individualized long-term solar strategies for historically black colleges and universities, black banks, black churches, black municipalities, black county governments, black businesses, black nonprofits, and demanding that the Biden administration invest 35% of the $1.7 trillion his administration plans to invest in clean energy over the next 4 years to combat climate change. Community engagement over the past 12 years to educate the African-American community about climate change and the solar industry with its many benefits has been a major problem, because getting the solar industry, city, state, and federal government to invest in advertising dollars with African-American-owned media to educate the African-American community has been a major issue nationally. The NABS will be soliciting funding from the public and private sector to pay for syndication and broadcasting costs with the Urban One Radio Network for syndication of the program and podcast Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. The program educates the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and provides environmental education to the Black community through syndication. The program will be heard in 76 markets nationally, which will help drive public opinion in reaching our stated goals, targeting African-American-owned institutions, which we've laid them out, Black-owned banks, businesses, churches, farmers, and property owners, along with targeted funding for African-American-owned commercial and residential units nationally through the Property Assessed Clean Energy PACE program and the Rural Energy for America REAP program. The Biden administration is planning to implement resources over his first term, requesting full funding for the National HBCU 5-Year Green Economic Development Sustainability Plan developed by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, and peer consultants, which is led by Dr. Lydia Abrams, PhD, who just recently received the highest professional distinction accorded to an engineer as she was inducted into the National Academy of Engineers in the class of 2020. The plan also includes increasing market share for African-American solar design, workforce development companies. The NSAB will work publicly on policy issues and stakeholders from the public and private sector, including the African American Mayors Association, public service commissions with African American members who sit on these commissions nationally, African American state legislative caucuses and members nationally, African American city council members and county commissioners nationally, other nonprofit organizations advocating for equity for African-American communities in the solar industry. Now, all of this is spelled out, ladies and gentlemen. You can find that information on blacksinsolar.org. Once you click on it, you'll see the caption, National Association of Blacks in Solar. If you put the cursor there, the box will form, just click on that. It will open up to this press release, and you'll be able to find this information here on this platform. Now, as we return back to what is being put out and what is being said in the New York Times, we're going to, it's very, very, very carefully, after we take another slight pause here on Solar Now and the Future.
I hear the someone singing, I can tell, sing it. Life is a singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now in the future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because you'll be in our green room, and we want to bring you right on into our living room, set you down on the couch so we can have this conversation. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. As we examine the recent article published in the New York Times, the cost would be offset by increased corporate taxes and revenues. Now, this is addressing the new proposed infrastructure bill that President Biden has put forth in his demand that he invest $2 trillion in infrastructure. Now, once again, the cost would be offset by increased corporate tax revenues raised over 15 years, particularly from multinationals that earn and book profits offshore. The president cast these increases as a means to prod companies into investing and producing more in the United States. The Republicans already are singling being skeptical or outright position. Biden appealed for more support from both parties in Congress, saying the program would be unlike anything we have seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago, calling it the largest American jobs investment since World War II. The spending plan now would take place over 8 years. The president said the tax increases would more than offset the spending in 15 years, leading to eventually reduction of the budget deficit, unlike the economic stimulus passed under Barack Hussein Obama in 2009. When Biden was the vice president, officials would not in any very case prioritize so-called shovel-ready projects that could quickly bolster growth. But even the spread over years, the scale of proposal underscores how fully Biden has embraced the opportunity to use federal spending to address long-standing social and economic challenges in a way not seen in half a century. Now, this official said, if approved, the spending in the plan would end decades of stagnation in the federal government in research and infrastructure and would return government's investment in areas as a share of the economy to its highest level since the 60s. Well, I agree. We got some ragged-ass roads in America. And we're going to make it plain here on this show, because you can tear your stuff up real quick here in the DMV market area, because they fixed the road so they can fix it again. Let me repeat it. They fixed the roads here in the DMV area, that's Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, so the road construction crews can come back and fix them again, because they damn sure don't fix them the last. They fixed the roads so they can come back and fix them again. Now, y'all can can that one and believe it. And all you got to do is ride over these raggedy roads here in the DMV market area, and I guarantee you got to put your brand new front end on your shit if you use it every day. Believe me when I tell you that, because I was in the transportation business for 44 years, which was the limo and taxi cab business, which I owned my own vehicles. And I will assure you that you will spend plenty of money with the front end man and tie rod and upper and lower ball joint man if you're out there every day, because they fix the roads so they can fix them a damn again. All right, now y'all can take that from the host, okay, truly yours, and that's truly yours. If you're out there listening, you know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Now, we're going to delve into the spending plan and see what's in the Biden's infrastructure plan. That's what we want to know. We want to know how they spent talking about spending this dough. President Biden released the $2 trillion plan to shore up the nation's infrastructure and create jobs, a sprawling proposal that would be paid for over 15 years on higher taxes on corporations. Among the proposals, modernizing 20,000 miles of highway roads, repairing 10,000 bridges by year 2030, to build a network of 500,000 electric vehicle chargers. The goal will be to revitalize the aging and crumbling corridors that get American people and products from place to place, while reducing sectors of reliance on fossil fuel and to drive climate change. Oh, this don't have to be addressed, ladies and gentlemen. Electric vehicle estimated cost, it will be $174 billion. Roads and bridges, $115 billion. Passengers, public transit, $85 billion. Passengers and freight railways, $80 billion. Disaster resilience, $50 billion. $5 billion. Airports, $25 billion. Improved road safety, $20 billion. Underserved communities, oh my goodness, $20 billion. And waterways and ports, $17 billion. So they got $20 billion for 300 plus million in 50 states. Damn, boy, people get low priority. Woo! Let's look at building and utilities. One of the largest investments include $200 billion in tax credits and grants to improve build affordable housing. The goal is to make homes and commercial buildings more efficient. Reduce the lead hazards of old water pipes, bridges. The efficiency of bridges, the urban-rural digital divide, and modernize the electric grid, greater reliability in wide deployment of low-carbon electricity. So let's look at what they're talking about. For affordable housing, $213 billion. High-speed broadband, $100 billion. The grid and clean energy, $100 billion. Public schools, $100 billion. Water systems, $66 billion. Estimated lead pipes to be removed and replaced nationally, $45 billion. Child care facilities, $25 billion. Veteran hospitals, $18 billion. Community colleges, $12 billion. Federal buildings, $10 billion. This is what is supposed to be invested in the building and utilities sector. Now, jobs and innovation. Let's take a look at that, ladies and gentlemen. The plan goes beyond physical infrastructure, proposing more than $500 billion to invest in manufacturing sector, work training, and research and development. $500 billion. The goal, the president had said, that he wants to position America to compete against China and other rivals in the race to build and dominate industries in the future like semiconductors and advanced batteries. So let's look at what's proposed to be spent here. Estimated cost is in billions. We talking billions, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking millions on solar now in the future with its economic impact. We're talking billions. Domestic manufacturing, $52 billion. National Science Foundation, $50 billion. Supply chain support, $50 billion. Semiconductor industry, $50 billion. Workforce development, $48 billion. Clean energy manufacturing, $46 billion. Research infrastructure, $40 billion. New dislocated workers program, $40 billion. Climate technology, $35 billion. Small business support, $31 billion. Research and development, $30 billion. Pandemic preparedness, $30 billion. Research at HBCUs, $1 billion. Community investment, $20 billion. Underserved communities, $12 billion. New Rural Partnerships Program, $5 billion. So when it comes to black folks, we way down on the priority list, but at least I see a carve-out for research at HBCUs for $25 billion, community investment of $20 billion, innovation and competitiveness, $14 billion, underserved communities, $12 billion, and new rural partnership programs. So brothers and sisters, now you know. If you don't know, now you know, because you're listening to Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, and we're breaking this down and bringing this to you. Now, we're going to take a slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. I can sing it. Life is a song worth singing. In the palm of your hand, use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Singing, I can sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
what's singing.
I got trouble.
Sing it.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Soul and Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that calling number is 646-668-2948. Once again, the calling number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the calling number, because you'll be in our green room and we want to bring you right on to our living room so we can have this discussion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was laying out the $2 trillion represent that Biden plans to spend over the next 8 years and 15 years moving forward if he's able to get the filibuster move. We're talking about a paradigm shift in opportunity and opportunities to increase wealth in this country if we, in fact, understood what was at stake. Now, I think 74 million don't understand what's at stake, because they got this attitude that the only people supposed to have something is the one percenters, because the 74 million who voted for COVID 45 damn sure ain't got it. Let me repeat myself. The masses who voted for COVID 45 damn sure don't have it. And no wonder to throw it out of. So if Biden administration is going to deliver, we need to be cranking up and burning up the damn phone lines, calling our senators and our congressmen, raising hell, why y'all can't get this damn filibuster bill dealt with so they can get the legislation through as it relates to the Voting Rights Act bill police reform, this infrastructure bill. Because everybody, la-di-da-di, needs some help. This is a crisis situation, ladies and gentlemen, that we are dealing with inside of the U.S. of A. We understand that it's money to make money. And if people can't get their hands on no money, then they're going to try to create a way to get some money. So the government controls the game. Let me repeat myself. These elected officials control the game, and it is a life and death issue. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. This is no joke. Now, we're going to look at some other things, but we're going back to this because there was another article that I wanted to get through to before I finish the show today, which is the U.S. Department of Education discards $1.6 billion HBCU capital finance debt. Now, this is something that the Department of Education has done, but I ain't heard nobody talking about it. New Power Generation's quarterly annual update for 2020. You're going to want to get that information also, ladies and gentlemen. And the only place you can get this information is log on to Positive. We said Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in cat.com. Click on the News and Events tab, and this information that I'm bringing to you up front and putting it in your face is there, okay? You can't get it like this nowhere else. Right here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, let's look back at what we were looking at. We were talking about how this $2 trillion is going to be spent. Now, we're talking in the terms of billions now. In home care, the plan is to include $400 billion to expand access to caregiving for those who are older and those with disabilities and to improve pay and benefit for caregivers. This should have been done yesterday's day. The goal broadens the traditional definition of infrastructure to include the provisions for in-home care. From an economic standpoint, the administration officials say it is so much about the workers providing the care that it is about the patients. The money would help workers disproportionately, women of color and low paid, to earn more. These folks need the money. They should have been paid. But, you know, they got to go back and deal with Mitch McConnell and the boys. Now, I just broke down, ladies and gentlemen, what's in the Biden infrastructure plan and how and where he plans to do what? Spend this money. Now, where can you find this information? You can find this information under the links under Biden's push for electric cars, $174 billion over 10 years, and with a bit of luck, this is where you'll find this information, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to look at the other segment, but before then, I've got to remind people who brings you this show every week. And this show is sponsored, of course, ladies and gentlemen, by who? The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, and workforce development training companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities, to utilize black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and unemployment of young black men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the black community through black talk radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on black America. Is also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at positivechange, P as in Paul, C as in cat, .com, strolling over to our GoFundMe link, ladies and gentlemen. We're not the greedy, but we damn sure the needy, so you can make a donation if you'd like to. We won't be mad at you, okay? Now, we're going to keep it real here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on black America, because believe me, I'm black. And I've been impacted in America on the economic side because, Lord and Father, all you got to do is check your bank account. If you want to know what's really happening, it's called the rent, the groceries, the utility bills, the car note, the car insurance. Can y'all relate out there listening to Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on black America? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump right back into this because we don't have a few more minutes left in the show, but we want to talk a little bit about this other priority and thing that has just happened and that's gone under the radar, because I haven't heard anybody talk too much about this. Now, this is an article that was published on 3rd, U.S. Department of Education, press release, U.S. Department of Education, Office of Communication and Outreach, Press Office, 400 Maryland Avenue, Southwest Washington, D.C. You'll be able to find the release. U.S. Department of Education recently discharged approximately $1.6 billion of debt provided to historically black colleges and universities that participate in the HBCU Capital Financing Program. This action program provides debt relief for 45 HBCU public institutions and 32 private institutions. Our HBCUs have long been on an uneven playing field financially as compared to many other post-secondary institutions, said Secretary of Education Miguel Cardoza. This relief will further support the mission of the critical institutions and help them ensure they have more resources to educate graduate students during this unprecedented Corona-19 pandemic. The Corona Response and Relief Supplement Appropriations Act, signed into law in December of 2020, provided authority and funding to discharge debt held by HBCUs under the HBCU Capital Finance Program. The combination of funds provided in the America's Resource Plan, signed by President Biden on March 11th of 2021, and the Corona Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, also received more than $5 billion through the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund. Since 1994, HBCU Capital Financing Program has proven low-cost loans and finance and refinance infrastructure improvement at our nation's HBCUs. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the list of schools are located there: Alabama A&M, Allen University, Alabama State, Arkansas Baptist, St. Augustine, Bennett, Bethune-Cookman, Barber Scotia, Central State University, Clapham University, Clark Atlanta, Florida A&M, Florida Memorial, Grambling, Hampton, Harristone University, Houston-Tillerson University, Jarvis Christian, Johnson C. Smith, Lane, Lawson State, Loyola Owens College, Livingstone, Meharry, Miles, Morgan State University, Morehouse, Morehouse School of Medicine, the Philanthropy Smith College, South Carolina State, Shaw, Spelman, Southern University, Freeport, Talladega, Texas College, Texas Southern, Tuskegee University of Virgin Islands University, Voorhees, Wilberforce, Wiley, and Xavier Universities are the institutions that will have benefited from this, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope we brought you news that you can definitely use, and I know you know that time goes quick, and we've done our show this week, and I hope we did a good show. We didn't get any calls in from our listening audience, but that's okay. We know you're out there. So just log in and listen to the show. Pass the word about this podcast. We are determined to get it done. So until next week, we say go in peace. As we say, we don't want you to meet us here. We want you to beat us back here. As we conclude another episode of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, And as we say, till next week, we want you to go in peace as we close another episode of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black
people. I hear the song once singing. I can just sing it. I hear the song once singing. Why don't you? You hold the key in the palm of your hand.